Okay, here we go.
Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast. Show.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
What show is it,
Big JD? I was going to do the show thing. I think it's show 44. I was going to say show 4000, actually.
Show 4000. Wow, we're really cooking, aren't we?
Yeah, we're cooking along.
Okay, well, there's the timer. Just to let us know that the cake is done. Now we're just going to stop cooking.
Speaking of timer... Keep an eye on the time.
Got a time. It's 11:11 here at Jabbercast Studios.
1-1-1-1.
Yes,
speaking of Jabbercast Studios East, there's a lot going on in and around the studio. Inside and outside, we got a new parking lot over here.
Yep.
A new road out front of the studio. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Must be digging that.
Yeah.
Nice and smooth.
Smooth and soft and poof, as my dad would say.
What?
Soft and poof.
Soft and poof. Oh, smooth. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. That's what we must have said that when we were kids.
Yeah.
We used to touch his face, I remember, right after he's shaving.
Oh, yeah.
We go, soft and poof.
Did your kids do that?
No.
Alrighty.
So what's this week's show on this one? This time?
This week's show is on safe... Not only safe world travel, but safe travel.
Okay.
And
so
those types of things. Air marshals and terrorism and airports and buses and planes and trains and planes and trains and automobiles. Did you see that movie?
Classic. Who hasn't seen that movie? If you haven't, go and get it. That's John Candy and Steve Martin.
You can probably buy the VHS at Amazon.com for 25 cents.
VHS, that's too funny. I hate that one.
What does it stand for? Video. That's what it stands for. Video. Video.
I don't know what VHS stands.
VHS.
No idea.
All right. Maybe we'll find that out sometime through the show.
Or not. No, I hate it when you go look for a title that you know you remembered from your past, and you go look for it on eBay or Amazon or whatever, and it's only available on VHS.
Yeah, that blows. But you can get that for 2 cents and then transfer it to DVD.
Transfer. I still have to transfer all my 8mm videotape to DVD.
You probably haven't even transferred any DV to DVD.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Have you? Have you made some family DVDs now?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Well, that's with the new camera. New DV camera.
DV camera, yeah.
Cool.
Yep.
Or the newer camera, I should say.
Right. I just need to borrow your camera.
My old 8mm.
8mm camera.
Ooh, yeah. I wish you had told me that a little while ago.
Why?
It's really buried somewhere now.
Oh.
I just moved from one storage unit to another and reburied everything, packed it all in heavy. But it's around. Packed. I'll find it for you, just for you.
Thank you very much. I like it when you say that, packed it in heavy.
It's all packed in heavy. Tight. Really tight.
Stop.
Tightly packed in heavy. See, I'm licking my lips now.
Oh, JD.
So where were we? It's almost time for a break.
It's my cigarette break.
10-minute filler.
No. This is just so the listeners can
smooth into the smooth. What is it?
Smooth, soften, poof.
Poof into the show. Soften, poofly. Slide in with us this early this Sunday morning.
Yes. For listeners who are listening to us right now, we're not streaming right now, are we still?
That I have no idea of, unless you check out the stream in iTunes. I don't want to bog mine down any more than I am. It's
right. How is your internet?
I'm only missing one bar right now.
Oh, you're only missing one bar. Okay, yep. So everything's good that way.
Yeah.
So you're able to kick?
I don't know. I don't know if I need to kick. If I'm broadcasting, I'm coming through.
All right.
Or, well, you'll check it and see maybe, but I actually connected. So I don't know. It's not retrying or anything. I'm actually connected.
Okay. So. That's all we need to know. Correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So these are okay.
All right. Anything new this week as far as in the land of Big JD?
Not really.
No way. Eh?
No, nothing new. Same old shows all up. Saturday's new Big JD shows are all up.
Yeah, I just downloaded.
I've been waiting for my new edition of the Border City Radio podcast.
It's in the works. Got that good. Cooking.
Right on.
Yeah. Yeah. What else was I going to mention as far as, the Rare Rock and Heavy Metal show. I wish I could remember to listen to that in the morning on Saturday, mm-hmm. live.
Well, you always got the podcast.
And I just downloaded it just now. When I fired up iTunes this morning, it let me know that it was downloading the
Heavy Metal. And it came all in one shot, eh? I had to do it a couple times again.
Yeah, it was very good this week. I didn't continue downloading the Jeff and Lana show, though. Who was your guest host this week?
My guest host on Saturday's show was my cousin Josh Golden in California. Skype remote show.
Okay, well, if you Skype a show with Jeff, why don't you Skype a show with Lana?
She's pretty tied up over there.
You've never had a half an hour conversation with her on Skype?
Yeah, this morning.
There you go.
I probably could, but I mean, I think it's just too much, and there's so much going on there with what she has going on. I don't think she wants to just sit and talk about that for 40 minutes.
No, I see. I understand.
So just...
wait till her frame of mind is different.
I'm not
going
to push the show that way.
Yeah, you'd be pushing it on her that way. I can.
She gets back about 2 a.m. Thursday morning, so I should have a new show recorded by 2:40. No, I don't think so.
So she's flying into Detroit at 2 a.m.?
Actually, it's not for a couple weeks yet, but no, she comes to Toronto, actually.
Oh, I see.
And then Toronto to Windsor, so...
Okay.
Error connection timed out. As long as we're still recording, that's what all I hope. Establishing connection, logging in. No, not working. Anyway.
You still got four bars, though?
I still have issues. I'm just missing one, yeah.
Okay. Good stuff.
What was that?
I don't know. I think it might have been the cat.
Yeah, probably. Or the bird.
Last night we went to the annual Murphy Gathering.
Oh.
It's out in Tilbury.
Mm-hmm.
At her cousin's house. They got a big spread out there, an old farmhouse. It used to be a farm, you could tell. And it was my wife's birthday.
Ooh.
And it's always my wife's birthday, and her grandmother's birthday is on the 15th. So,
well, happy birthday to Kim.
Yeah. She's 41 years young. And her grandmother's there as well. And we celebrate her 94th birthday last night.
Oh, wow.
She's up there. And... it was a ton of fun, like it always is, but there's always way too much food and pork. That's the whole thing, pork. I can't handle the pork.
Oh, the other white meat. Was there any marshmallow salad?
Yes, there was.
There you go.
And know who I thought of as soon as I looked up the lid? I'm like, marshmallow salad.
Sweet.
That's Big JD. And it was sweet. It was very good.
Mm-hmm.
There was cherries in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Seen that, yeah.
Yeah. Good stuff.
It would be the maraschino cherries, wouldn't it?
Maraschino.
Maraschino. Is that what you say, maraschino? Or maraschino?
I say chino.
You say chino, I say chino. Hey, chino, what's going on, man?
Maraschino cherries, that's how I pronounce it. Maraschino cherries.
Worcestershire.
Something like that, yeah.
Okay.
So where do we want to go first?
I don't know. Pick a city. Spin the globe.
Worcestershire.
England. Worcester. Is that a place?
Yes, it is.
Worcestershire.
Worcestershire.
Some people say Worcestershire.
Yep.
I think that's might be how you really pronounce it.
Oh, you
I
think
don't know
so.
If you do the whole Worcestershire, but maybe you do.
Yeah.
Actually, England has a lot of crazy long names.
Yes, they do.
You know what I mean? Like, it's almost as if you're saying five different cities, but it's just one place.
Yeah, that's right. Because there's always like a shire at the end or a ham. Or
but I mean, some of them are like Lant, Dun, and Bray, England or whatever. Or, you know what I mean? Three different names.
Oh, right. That's usually like that. Scottish, I think, is a lot of that kind of...
Lant, Dun, Bray, by the way, are the, the three guys from the band Venom.
Awesome. Yeah, did you play any Venom yesterday? Is that why you mentioned that?
No.
No, okay.
No, actually, I didn't. No.
All right. I noticed you played some Hardline yesterday.
Yes, I did. Yeah, Sean.
Yes. You didn't play My Sherry? Is that what you played?
Nope.
Okay, cool.
I wish I could remember what I played.
It doesn't matter. I'm going to listen to it.
Already.
It's going to be good.
Actually, I think we're going to... Let's pick a topic to start with, and then we'll take a quick little break. Why don't we start with flying?
Okay.
World travel and safe world travel when flying, and we're going to take this quick break.
Hey folks, Big JD here from the Jabbercast. The Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. On every Sunday morning on A Touch of Class Radio, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. That's right, an hour of talk radio on the Jabbercast. A different topic every week with Big JD and Lippo.
All righty, we're back, and we're going to start our...
An hour of talk radio...
Safe ear-level listening.
Sorry about that. That was crazy. Wow, that was pretty loud.
From the other computer as well. And I guess was that live?
That's live on ATalk, yeah.
Okay, pretty crazy. Flying, a number of things have changed as far as flying is concerned. Flight travel and airports.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them I find a little ridiculous. I mean, a bottle of water.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Isn't that crazy to make somebody throw out their water because, I don't know, maybe they can't be too cautious, but I've seen them make people throw water away.
Sure.
Throw your makeup away.
Yeah. If you're bringing liquid on a plane, it's got to be in a baggie, a Ziploc baggie, and you can't bring more than 100 milliliters with you.
Hmm. And can you have it in the plane or you can have it? Like carry-on.
Carry-on, yeah.
Water or something. So what if you did bring water then? Would you put in a... What if it's closed? It hasn't been opened yet.
That's more than 100 milliliters.
A little bottle?
Yeah.
A small bottle of water?
Yeah. That's 354.
Oh, okay.
100 milliliters isn't a lot.
So you have to break it down. Pour it in the baggie and then Ziploc it and hope that it doesn't open.
No, you can have it in a container in the baggie.
In a container in the baggie. Yeah. What would you put 100 milliliters of water in? And then put it in the baggie.
You could keep it in your water bottle if you wanted to. As long as
you could pour most of it out then.
Yep. Yep, if you wanted to.
So you can't make a bomb with 100 milliliters of water? Is that what that is? Or if you have three separate 100 milliliters of water, you can't have that on your person? You can only have, like, per person 100 milliliters, do you know?
No. It's each container. You could put five
containers in a... What if you take the big Ziploc bags, like the big freezer bags?
No, there's a specific size of Ziploc bag.
Holy cow, they got a lot of rules and regulations now.
I mean, it's kind of wacky.
What do you think about the fire marshal thing? Having an actual marshal on a plane and you don't even know who he is, I don't think. Is that how that works? It's somebody that you don't know who it is? Or
it's
you
not
do
a
know?
Fire marshal.
Did I say fire marshal? Yeah. An air marshal, sorry.
Air marshal, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you never know if there's a fire. Boy, it'd be nice to have a fire marshal.
Are you trying to light your shoes on fire? No, it's
fire
a bomb.
Fire sucks.
Fire is good.
Yeah, fire is good. The caveman.
I like the idea that there's some kind of dude who's in charge of the whole plane, and we don't know who it is, and that doesn't affect me in any way. But going through airport security, taking your shoes off and...
Well, didn't you have to do that before or no?
No.
You never had to take your shoes off and your belt off and your plate out of your head?
Oh, yeah. You had to do all the metal stuff. It was metal. Don't bring metal on the plane.
No heavy metal on the plane, folks.
That's right. Keep your anthrax and Judas Priest at the door. No. it just gone too far, if you ask me. It just holds things up stupid.
Yeah, it does hold things up like crazy.
You got to queue sure. so many lines and...
No lines on the plane.
No. My lines, my For lines. All you cokeheads, I know what you're going to say. Yeah, you can bring coke on the plane. No problem.
Yeah.
It's powder.
It's dry. Doesn't matter.
Dry.
Powder's fine.
Yeah. As long as it's
baby
not,
powder.
As long as it's not tightly packed and has a wick at the end of it, it's all right. Powder's okay.
I like things tightly packed.
That's because you're a fudge packer, is that why?
No.
No?
Not anymore.
That was a good job you had, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the fudge
that you had. Money.
With the peanuts in it. I love that.
Yeah. That was awesome. And I could work on any corner.
Any corner. Yeah, that's okay. What was I saying?
We were talking about the planes and that how long the lines are now and the time delays and those sorts of things for all the holdup.
Yeah, really. Do we want to get deeper into this? How it's basically the American government has initiated all this stuff, right?
Sure.
And it's come down the pike, of course, Canadian flights, you know, every flight now, because flights fly out of the United States to everywhere. And
well, they fly out.
Yeah, they fly out.
Flights fly out.
Fly out. So everybody has to conform to these rules that the United States has basically put on the aviation industry.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hold up city for everybody because of the American government wants us to be paranoid about flying.
It's not about our safety?
Yeah, of course it's about our safety, but they take it too far.
Yeah.
I mean, what is the safest means of travel?
The safest means of travel?
Yeah.
Well, I'd say land to me.
Land?
I think flying is apparently...
Land is takes in walking.
Yeah, well, walking would be number one.
Walking, I think, probably is the safest.
A wheelchair would be a little safer than that, probably. Somebody pushing you.
No, that's a good
point.
It's
pretty safe.
Yeah, that's pretty safe. But moving fast, the planes are the safest means of travel.
Supposedly they are, yeah.
Yes. And nothing has happened for a long time.
Well, that's because they're...
No, it is not.
Sticky.
Yeah, you can say that, but...
But what if they weren't doing it then and something happened? Then would you want them to be even stickier? Say they removed all these restrictions and then something happened. How would you feel then? It'd be all your fault.
It wouldn't be my fault, but I would say that the same amount of things can have happened in the past. Planes got hijacked before, and they dealt with it. You know, there were some tragedies, but there's going to be tragedy in everybody's life. There's going to be tragedy.
Quite honestly, they probably got hijacked and they had more issues in the past than they have with just the 1-911 where planes flew into the building. Granted, it was a big, huge, you know, incident, but at the same time, there's all, you know, since the beginning of flying, I'm sure there's been issues where there have been hijackings and
that's right
things.
Wilbur and Orville Wright's neighbor, he tried to steal their plane.
There you go.
Yeah. It was a nasty
everybody
thing.
Everybody wants one.
Yeah, everybody wants a plane, sure. That's a good way to get around it. Just fly, get someone to fly you somewhere. It's pretty expensive, but
yeah,
it's a good way to get around.
Jetpacks would be neat.
Jetpacks. Well, how come we don't all have one?
I don't know. I think you can get them. But they'd be pretty cool. Just to fly around. You know what I mean? You fly around at whatever height you want to fly at. Just above the ground.
I think you have to stay under 1,000 feet.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but I mean, you could fly just above the ground somewhere.
Sure.
Or you could just, you know, you could just above the ground. Like just a couple inches, and
sure.
You just like kind of kick your feet on the sidewalk if you want once in a while.
Ba-da-doom, ba-da-doom. I was watching Lost in Space a couple weeks ago, old DVD, and they had the jetpacks on there. And I'm thinking,
yeah,
where's my jetpack?
That's right.
These guys are like 1965.
Where are jetpacks? Government. They're withholding the jetpacks.
I think so.
You can write your congressman.
I don't have a congressman.
Let's get our jetpacks back.
We have MPs.
So, yeah. Traveling on an airplane is, I guess, still relatively as safe as can be. I mean, the thing that bothers me more than anything is the mechanical thing, really, not so much the terrorism thing, I think.
Of course.
They're just going to do what, you know, when they want to do something, I think they're going to do it or attempt to do it. And that's the way that's going to be.
Yeah, I think terrorists, I mean.
Yeah.
I think the terrorists have totally given up on the plane hijacking thing. That was just one of their ways of doing it.
Well, maybe. Not necessarily just hijacking, but a bomb. I'm sure they could get them on.
They can get a bomb on?
Sure.
A plane?
Sure.
I bet you're right, they could.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they'd die for Allah, so they'd blow up anything anytime they want. And they will.
That's right.
We don't really have control over it, I don't think.
Not that much control. But what about, we're talking about flying, what about flying out of a third world country or like Russia or Czechoslovakia?
I don't know.
Do we know how well they keep and maintain their planes and stuff like that? Is the pilot drunk?
I saw a show one time on bacteria and how dirty the actual airplanes are. And that they don't wash the blankets and they don't clean the table things that you flap down and those kinds of things. And that's just, it's not a terrorist thing, but I mean, safe world travel still is the Asians that were bringing over the SARS.
Yes.
You know, that's all part of safe world traveling.
Exactly.
Like, everybody's got to be considerate of others. The guy flying with the tuberculosis. Was it?
I don't know. I don't think I heard of what you're talking about.
Just recently, a guy was flying and he was potentially endangering other people around him because it was transferable by air.
Oh, is that right?
TB? Isn't that TB?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a big, huge thing on the news, like just recently.
As well as it should be.
I'd say maybe like a month ago or a couple months ago or something, but it was a big thing. And you're going crazy trying to find this guy because he was flying around and shouldn't have been.
The TB man.
Mm-hmm. And so those kinds of things got to be taken into consideration as well. And even the cleanliness of the plane. Who wants to get sick on a plane, especially third world countries or somewhere where they don't, they may have other types of diseases and things like that. You got to take those kinds of things into consideration.
So they don't clean the planes? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah. Yeah. It was a whole big special on the fact that they don't, they'll give you a blanket of some kind to cover up with and sleep with, whatever, and some kind of thing or pillow for your neck or whatever. And then they're supposed to take all these things and, they take them off the plane when the plane lands and they switch them for clean ones or whatever, but they don't do that usually.
That's hard to believe. And they don't clean the thing?
And in the trays? Many cases, they didn't clean the trays and things, yeah. Excuse me. So what about your cups and saucers and things you're getting if you're eating on the plane? And so how clean is everything really,
Exactly. And
that's a fast-paced work environment too, I think. So, there's to them, there may be some justification. So, but we'll take a break and we'll come back to justification.
All right, contrary to what y'all heard, ATOC is an adult station and may contain explicit language and sexual content.
Okay. So, justification.
Well, I'm just thinking about flying out of China is a good example because a lot of American businessmen and Canadian businessmen are going over to China on a daily basis.
And a lot of Chinese coming here.
Sure.
I'm sure.
So, obviously, there's Chinese airlines that are, flying people, and I know the cars they make aren't all that high quality. So, I'm just thinking, obviously they buy their planes.
Why are you knocking the Toyotas and the Hondas and?
No, that's not. I'm talking about Chinese. They can't even sell their cars over here because they're so low quality. There's no Chinese car.
Oh, I'm talking Japanese.
Yeah, Japanese, Korean, all that stuff. There's a certain level of quality you got to have your stuff at.
Yeah, China is always the cheap stuff.
It is right now.
But then again, what do you want in a car that sells for like $200?
Exactly. So,
they really? I wonder how much they sell for.
I don't know, but they're cheap.
I'd buy one.
Okay. Not yet, but very soon I'm sure it's going to be coming along. Like I know Chrysler's is building plants over there, and a lot of people are worried the cars they build over there are going to come over here, but that ain't going to be anytime soon.
Are we going to be able to put in for a transfer?
Transfer over to China. Do you want to go to China?
Absolutely not.
Me neither. I mean, I wouldn't mind visiting the place. Check it out.
Yeah, it'd be neat to see China.
I think so. Yeah. But I'm just thinking about how they maintain their planes. What kind of checks and balances are in place?
Yeah, that's hard to say. I don't know how well they maintain and take care of their operational systems over there as far as flight's concerned.
Exactly. That's kind of what I would be worried about as far as flying over there.
I don't know if there's as much business with China as there is with Japan. Which more. Is there more, you think?
I think there's more in China right now. It's just crazy. It's just booming. The money is in China. Everybody wants to be there.
Let's go get some.
Well, it has to do with how cheaply you can do everything over there. You can put a car plane up for half the price you can put one up in Windsor.
Well, yeah, that's all got to do with because the people work for nothing.
They work
rice.
And then there's the labor. Feed them rice, yeah. Five times a day, give them a bowl of rice.
Rice rockets for rice.
Rice rockets. For you listeners who don't know what a rice rocket is.
It's a motorcycle.
There you go.
Japanese, really, actually. Everything I refer to is Japanese and not Chinese.
Which is a common...
China is our earbud headphones and our watch bands, Dollarama.
Yes, everything in your Dollarama store is made in
everything
China.
Everything on the cheap is from China.
Yeah.
That's why they both begin with CH.
Well, but then you get your things like your laptop. That's made in China.
Yeah. And that's why I have problems getting on the internet. I should have bought a PC.
No, those are made in China too.
Yeah, that's right.
Same factory. Just different design.
The Chinese country, but under strict supervision of an American company.
That's right.
So there's differences there.
That's right. It depends on how much supervision the American company is willing to send over there to say that their product is being done up to spec.
Yeah.
So there's a few electronics.
We have some standards that got to be met, even though, you know, it's built over. But this show's not on,
The show's not on,
The show's not on manufacturing, so we got to switch back over to...
Safe world travel. Okay, yeah, let's stop picking on China.
So, yeah, the plane thing, I guess we sort of covered enough. But
yep, okay. What else you got there, Mr. JD?
What about traveling by train?
Tons of fun.
I seem to think that, yeah, it is a fun thing. And it's on the ground, which I like that idea.
Yeah, trains are good.
And you don't often hear as much terrorism happening as, you know, on that type of transportation or bus.
No.
Not in these countries over here, really.
No. There's a couple things happened in England.
Yes.
As far as train travel goes. But as far as being safe on a train, it's not necessarily... When we're saying safe travel, we're not talking specifically about terrorists all the time, are we?
No. About being safe. We're talking about the maintenance of the, you know, the system, the vehicle, and that type of thing as well. Safety of people traveling. And I find that trains are pretty safe, but when they are not safe or when they derail, that can be fairly disastrous.
Derailing trains are not cool, no.
And that's usually by somebody's negligence, I think, isn't it?
Yes. Usually? Normally, yeah. Or someone sabotaged the tracks or something.
Yeah, because they're not faulty, and there's not that much to them that, you know...
No.
You got a design with a wheel that really can't come off the track.
Right.
You know, I mean, the way that the shape is...
And, exactly,
you
know, yeah.
It's a fairly safe thing. There's no extreme corners or anything, and...
No.
You know, it's already on the ground, and there's not that much to the design. It's all heavy duty, really. It's just a couple pieces, a box car, and the wheels underneath. And that's
pretty much
it.
The design has maintained itself over 100 years now.
Yeah, it's been quite simple all the time. The only thing that really changed quite a bit is, well, the material. They went from the probably old wooden cars to the steel cars.
Sure.
And then the engines, the locomotives, as opposed to the steam engines and of the past, old number 9.
Yes, that's right. Steam engines. And now, of course, there's...
Old number 2 coming on there.
Old number 2? What are you talking about?
Okay.
Okay. The new trains over in Europe, I know a lot of them are electrically powered.
Mm-hmm.
Like on a line. Which, you know...
Like a fast train?
Well, then there's another... The fastest train is... Those are the ones that are hovering over
there. Oh, yeah. So the magnetic thing saw a show on, a documentary on, and that was really neat.
Tell us about it.
Well, they work magnetically, and the cars kind of glide on a track. But again, I think there's some kind of system, the way that there's something, you know, they're close to the rail, or the way they wrap around it. I don't think they can... pull off it or
no,
anything.
No, they can't come off, no.
But they don't actually connect, like...
No.
It's zero
friction.
Space in there, and it's magnetically hovered on somehow. Yeah. It's pretty neat. I have to actually have to see the show. I was so like overwhelmed by it. I was just like staring at the TV, and then I really only took half of it in. I'm watching this thing thinking, wow, is that ever cool? And well, the whole show is on magnets.
Oh, really?
You know, and the things they're doing with magnets and magnetism. What would you actually call that? Maggoting? Magneting? Maggoting.
I don't know. There's probably some name for the science.
Whoa, speaking of magnet, maggots.
Maggots? Where did you get maggot out of magnet? One's gross and
accidentally said maggot.
Okay. Magnets are great for your fridge.
Yeah, that's their biggest use. But the show's not on magnets or today, folks. So we're going to slide back over to Safe World Travel.
All right.
And buses... I think buses aren't too bad, but you're as far as safety is concerned, I think it's the driver. I mean, you know, if the driver gets tired, your life's at risk.
Yeah, you definitely put a lot of your
trust
in that one dude who you just met as you got on the bus.
Yeah,
if you ask me, long distance travel on a bus is probably the worst.
It's exactly true to the title long distance travel. Yeah. Makes things really long.
I think so.
Even more so than the train, really, because I don't know. The train is different. It's usually in an area where there's some nice sights. You know, it's not a highway.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes go through some nice area.
It's faster.
Sound is cool.
Mm-hmm.
On a bus, you got nothing. You just basically veg on a bus or pass out.
And trains are faster.
And that's a lot quicker, yeah.
Yeah. I took a few bus rides and I swore to myself I'll never do that again. Take the train. It's the way to go.
Trains usually travel around 90 miles an hour, right?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Whereas a bus, of course, is limited to the...
speed limit.
Speed limit, that's right.
A good thing.
We'll take another break and we'll be back right after this fine message.
Hey folks, Big JD here from the Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show, Saturday mornings at 10 on A Touch of Class Radio.com.
You think you got a radio voice? Want to try being a DJ? Be sure to go to www.atouchofclassradio.com and fill out the DJ application form.
Whoa. So Rick's out there working on the server, I think, but we're not logged in at this time. I don't know what's up with that, so...
We're still not broadcasting.
It's been in and out a couple of times. It tries to log in on its own once in a while, so sometimes it gets on, sometimes it doesn't, but it's been off for a while.
That's not good.
So, to our listeners out there, sorry if you're listening to the podcast that we had some issues with the server. It's not actually on our end. So, hopefully it gets resolved.
This is the second week in a row, though, isn't it?
Second week in a row that we had the problem, yeah. Seems to be a Sunday thing.
I don't know.
So.
And you still got tons of internet going on there?
Actually, I had just looked at it before you asked me, and I was missing one bar, and now it's all the way down to just like one. I got the dot at the bottom, and then the one thing.
Okay.
So I'm low right now.
You're low.
It'll come back up. It creeps back up. What about traveling by automobile?
Yeah, I do that often, every day.
Yeah, that's maybe commuting and so forth. But what about traveling, like long-distance travel? How safe is that? That's not necessarily world travel, really. I suppose it could.
Could be.
You can get a fair distance in a vehicle.
Travel around the world if you want.
Well, sure. I mean, you could...
Put your car on a boat.
Put your car on a boat, I guess, yeah. But you can travel across the country.
Yes. Which... I would love to do it at some point in time. How about you? You feel like...
You got to join a band to do that.
No. Then you got to put up with the stinky other dude in the van with you.
Dude? The dudes. All of them.
All the dudes. Unless you're
and the crew.
Yeah, and
well, the crew's usually more stinky.
The crew? You guys had a crew?
Oh, yeah. Always had a road crew.
And how many guys were in your road crew?
20.
No.
It all depends on where we played, what we did.
Did you have a guitar tech?
Sometimes we just, we'd have a couple guys. Sometimes we'd have four or five. Depends on what our whole
thing entailed.
Thing was, circuit yeah. was, whatever. Local, two, three. Sometimes four. Depends. We had a couple guys move the stuff, then they'd fill in, do some other jobs.
Sure.
Usually a couple guys on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And do you guys ever get in an accident or have any mishaps on the road?
I don't think that we ever had any issues. Some good stories.
Like you fell asleep one time
driving a truck. That was me.
The truck.
But we've had lots of other drivers, and no, never really had issues. It's we never really no, nothing I can think of that we actually had a issue or a real problem with.
You probably wouldn't remember if it did actually happen.
No, anyway. Probably not. Things may have happened, but I don't remember if it was me or not.
The man with no memory.
Yeah.
JD.
Who?
But it was all fun, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Not that you remember, but...
No, I don't remember how fun it was, but that's what they tell me. What other ways are there to travel?
Around the world, or...?
Well, anywhere. How else would you travel? You can travel by bus, you can travel by plane, you can travel by train, car.
That's pretty much it.
Motorcycle, I guess. The unsafest way to travel.
Is it? Do you think? Yeah.
I would think so, yeah. Well, the problem with that is that if you do get bumped or knocked, or it usually can be fatal. Much more fatal than any other way.
Sure, yeah.
So that's a problem with that.
It's funny you say bumped or knocked or smashed into or cut off.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, like a little nudge. You know, somebody just taps into your car, nothing's going to happen probably. You may not even have a scratch on it. Somebody taps into your bike, just touches your back wheel or something, and you're driving even on a regular city street, then you're going down, you know, in most cases.
Yeah.
You even got to be careful if you want to kick somebody's car while you're next to it, because you'll push yourself over. That's something you got to be careful of.
You didn't think of that when you did that, did you?
Oh, yeah. I always do. I've never fallen from that.
Because you're leaning into it hard, right?
Got to know how to kick.
Obviously, we have no way to kick this morning on your
computer. No, we can't kick onto the server.
Okay. Another way you can travel, of course, is a snowmobile.
Well, there's lots of ways to travel. That's not necessarily a world travel. I think that really it's the airports and planes is the biggest, you know, when you think of world travel. Or most any kind of travel is usually that way.
Right.
You know, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of people traveling by car and that kind of thing. But I mean, it's more of a personal, you're at the wheel there, you know what I mean? And when you get into, you know, even buses and trains, but especially an airplane, you know, your hands are in, you're in somebody else's hands.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. It's the pilot and then, you know, the people boarding and the people that have ill intent against, you know, groups of people where there's like hundreds of people on an airplane, you know, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. So that becomes the big issue as far as, you know, the major issue of safe travel.
What do you think of those WestJet pilots that got caught drinking while they're flying?
That's just absolutely ridiculous.
Is it?
I think so.
It's a high-stress job. Why can't they have a drink?
Not while they're working.
I'm just kidding. Jeff's all serious. Not while they're working.
I don't know that they should be drinking outside of work, let alone at work.
Yeah, the pilot's life, honestly, I've talked to a couple of them.
If you're going to choose that, then I mean...
It's a good life. They get paid pretty good money. They mm-hmm. travel all around the world. Meet tons of chicks.
They must get a fair amount of time off.
And a good amount of time off, yeah.
I mean, like, they probably worked what, a day or a couple days and then have time off and then, you know what I mean? They mustn't go like for the whole week flying, do they?
I don't know if it's only 2 days. I'm sure they fly more than that.
Yeah, I guess so.
And but the thing is, when you go on a vacation or when you're off, you plan it. You can plan it so that I'm going to be in Bali when I'm done, you know?
Yeah.
Because usually pilots can just get on any flight they want to get on, you know? They don't have to pay or anything to fly on a plane.
You just to go somewhere, even, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just going to hop on this flight here and I'm going. If there's room, they can get on the plane.
There's room in the cockpit. That's where they'll go.
Yeah, I suppose
they
could.
They don't have to sit in a seat back there somewhere.
No, they don't. But I have seen that happen as well.
See, the bathroom's always open. They could always get one or two more in there. And then you just switch with somebody that's got to go.
Have you ever taken a dump on the plane?
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've only been on a couple, but I have.
And then you were dumping while you're on there.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's too funny. It is funny.
I watched it fall down to the ground after, too.
Crash into some guy's windshield.
That's why driving's dangerous.
Falling frozen feces. There's a 3F thing. Falling frozen feces. Say that fast 10 times. But now just thinking of... I've only done it once. And it was when I went to BC just the last time.
Mm-hmm.
I usually... That's not one thing that happens when I'm on a plane for some reason. But I did that time. I don't know if it's because I was so comfortable sitting with my kids or whatever, but that's a trip. Flying, like, there's turbulence and you're like...
Yeah, I don't know if I thought anything of it because I just, like...
And the bathrooms are so big.
Oh, yeah. Spacious for the knees.
Too funny. So that could be unsafe travel there.
Same with the trains like that, too. It's... Sitting in a train and taking a dump is like, I don't know. It's, you could say it's sort of uncomfortable, but it's the actual act makes it all worthwhile.
Oh, yeah.
Because it always feels good.
For the most part, yes, it does.
Unless it's real big or burning. Anyway. This isn't about...
No, it's not. That's another show.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, when's the last time you were on a train?
Last time I was on a train. Mm. Oh, boy. It's been a while. Me years too. And years.
I really want to go for a train ride somewhere. Yeah. Who was I talking to last night? Oh, Julius. He wants to go to Chicago. He said, let's take the train next time. Let's do it. It's fun way to get around.
Chicago, it's not bad.
Short little ride, yeah. You were thinking of going to...
I'm thinking of going to New York or NY. Chicago in a couple weeks.
Oh, you want to go when Lana gets back?
Yeah. Well, I was just asked you about going before, but... wasn't that supposed to be this weekend? We were supposed to go to New York this weekend.
You want to just go now?
All right. For lunch. Can we be there by lunch? Are they back an hour?
If we have
to. The same time, aren't they?
The same time, yeah. We'd have to hop on a plane within the next 8 minutes. It's a very short flight.
That's possible.
So you never flew to New York yourself, but you've been there a few times.
I flew to New York once.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wasn't happy about it.
Why? It's a super short flight.
Super short,
super flight.
Yeah. Three S's and F.
It is. It's a flat, fast flight.
Yeah, it's quick.
And why were you not happy about it?
An hour and 20 minutes or something like that. I didn't want to fly.
Oh, you just that whole thing. I thought it was a bad flight.
No, I don't like to fly. I don't want to fly ever.
But you got to go.
Anybody's listening? Ever?
You got to go to New York like within 45 minutes or an hour.
Nice, yeah. Because I've driven to New York and it takes a long, 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 long time.
Yeah.
And plus, I like to stop all the time because I can't drive straight through anywhere. I stop at every Flying J on the way.
Flying J's, those are good stops.
Yeah, they're cool.
They're full featured.
Mm-hmm.
And why do you like to stop?
Why? Because I can't drive anywhere straight through. If I drive more than 10 minutes, I'll fall asleep.
It took you longer than 10 minutes to get
here. I can't drive
to
Tilbury. Yeah, I know. I slept all the way. Especially on the nice smooth road they got out there.
Yes, it is smooth. No, you don't have like a narcolepsy problem, do you?
No, not a problem like that. I just get driving makes me drowsy, like a lot of people.
Yeah.
Especially if you're not driving. I mean, it's even, you know, long distance on the highway or something. I don't just pass right out. I have to have cold air and tunes cranked. And
even then, that doesn't help you, right?
No, not totally.
Sometimes it's almost too relaxing on that cold air.
But even driving, I just get like a tunnel vision and want to sleep. Used to drive a big truck for UPS out to Chatham I don't remember how often I did it. Was it every day? Or every few days? Or every, I don't know. And it was tiring. I just wanted to sleep.
Man. Not tiring, but sleep inducing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like you're not tired.
Yeah, it wasn't anything physical, really. It
right.
Was, you just sit there and put your hands on a wheel and go to sleep.
That's wacky. I can't. I'm like a heightened sense of alertness when I get behind the wheel.
It's if I'm someplace where the scenery is beautiful and different and nice and winding and that kind of thing might be a little bit different, but I can handle the city thing. It's cool.
Because there's a lot of...
You get out in the country and you got a straight highway all the way to wherever for hours and hours and hours and hours.
Yeah.
I just get tired right away.
Yeah.
I got to stop everywhere.
If you can stop, you're going to stop.
Oh, yeah. Even if I can't, I just jump out.
Well, you know what I mean.
No, I know.
What about one thing about safe travel I wanted to talk about was going to countries that aren't safe. Like, you want to fly to the Holy Land. Me and my dad were talking about going to the Holy Land, and I asked him if he had any interest in going there. And you know what he said? He says, I've read about it so much, I know it already.
Yeah, he doesn't need to go.
I don't need to go.
I like that analogy. I don't need to go either. Anywhere on a plane.
But let's say go to the Holy Land or flying to Afghanistan or Iraq or...
Pakistan.
Pakistan's another
harboring one. The criminals.
Well, Canada.
I don't know. Would you go to Afghanistan just to hang around?
No.
Afghanistan. Two more bombings in Kandahar.
Yes. I think Afghanistan just doesn't have anything to offer the world traveler. Oh, it's
beautiful rocks.
Yeah, that's the thing. There's nothing much there.
You know, trees with no leaves. And
yeah.
I don't know what's there, really, but...
I'm sure there's not... You know, it's not
but like Afghanistan, it. I don't know if you... You know, maybe to pick up an Afghan or something, but... What is there to do in Afghanistan? Is there anything, you know?
No. Right now, it's...
Unless, of course, that's your... heritage you've always lived here, then you'd maybe want to go visit or look for old family members.
A lot of people go to the Holy Land though.
Mm-hmm.
To and same with going to Mecca. Where's Mecca at?
Mecca. I don't know. Probably off somewhere fighting Godzilla. Didn't Godzilla fight Mecca?
Mecca? I never heard of that.
Was Mecca one of the monsters?
I don't remember Mecca.
M-E-C-C-A. Mecca.
Yes, that's
I don't know. Who'd want to go to Mecca?
A lot of Arabs over here. That's every good Arab, good Muslim.
Deserves fudge.
Yeah. That's the new...
E-G-A-D. Isn't that the right...
That's my password for my computer.
Yeah.
No, every good Islam person is supposed to go to make one pilgrimage to Mecca. So they got to go. A lot of them feel impelled to go to...
some places there have an interesting history.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know if it's for everybody. And because of it not being so safe in a lot of those areas, no, I don't know if it's somewhere that you would really want to go. And even some of the places like Sarajevo and Bosnia and things like that, I mean, or some of the places where they've had the wars and there's still animosity amongst... people, you know, can make for an unsafe environment sometimes, or depending on who's traveling.
Sure.
You know?
Does Lana mention anything about everything's cool there? I mean, everything's...
Yeah, apparently it is.
It's all tranquil as Windsor?
As, I don't know if it's as tranquil as here.
Uh-oh.
And this week's Jabber Quote brought to us by
Steve and Larry.
Say it like you mean it.
This week's Jabber Quote brought to you by Steve and Larry, fine purveyors of sauerkraut.
Finely packaged in Ziploc bags for your traveling convenience.
In 100 milliliter quantities. The world is a book, and those who do not travel read only one page.
Ooh, that's me. I only read one page, baby.
Jeff is on the one page. Wait a minute. We're not on the same page.
Well, I've traveled a little bit. Not worldly, mind you, but I've flown. so I'm on a new page.
Yes, but, you've traveled. You've seen.
Yeah, I've traveled here and there.
Many different places. Do you know who said that?
Mark Twain.
No, he's one of my faves, but
I know.
This is someone my dad.
Oh, who said this one? I thought, who said the other one there that you just said? That must have been a lipo thing.
Oh, it was a lipo thing, yeah.
.ca.
Lipo.ca, yeah. This is a guy who my dad did a podcast on. St. Okay. Augustine. He's a famous philosopher.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a famous Mark Twain? Not that I see.
That'd take us till the end of the show to hunt down.
T.S. Eliot said, "The journey, not the arrival, matters."
That's cool.
T.S. Eliot. He's what's his book? Famous. It's not coming to me. People listening to the show will be yelling. Of course, there's the famous traveler.
He went around the world in 80 days.
No.
Jules Verne.
Yeah, that's a good book. No, Jules Verne wrote the book the world in 80 days. T.S. Eliot. It's not coming to me. Homer.
Simpson.
Yeah. No. He has been around the world, though. Homer's been on a lot of places.
Yeah.
He's been to Canada. And
just made a movie.
Well, yeah. Now he's a famous movie star. What's the book of Homer? The Odyssey.
Oh, that book.
Yeah. Are you familiar with The Odyssey?
I know the title.
Yeah.
It's a pretty famous book.
But. Yeah. And that means travel or journey. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Muhammad said, "Don't tell me how educated you are. Tell me how much you have traveled."
Ali?
Muhammad. Ali. There's another guy. He's been around the world.
So we've gotten about 20 Jabber quotes this week. That's great.
Yeah. Oh, well, here's another one. J.R. Tolkien.
Ooh.
Who wrote Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings, yeah.
"All that is gold does not glitter. Not all those who wander are lost."
Hmm. Wander?
Wander, yes. It's funny, he says, "All that is gold does not glitter," which of course is from
Zeppelin's song.
Exactly. And they took a lot of their lyrics from his stories.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But anyway, the actual Jabber quote this week.
Were they around when he was still around?
He was living when they were around, yeah. "The world is a book, and those who do not travel read only one page." Let's look into that.
Okay.
What does that mean? I mean, it seems obvious, but...
Well, there's a lot to be seen, and in its context, a lot to be read. And if you don't, you know, read the whole book or look over the book, then you're only getting part of the picture, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not traveling, you're not, you know, taking in everything there is to take in this big, beautiful world.
You're missing part of the story.
That's right.
Yes.
World read one page.
Is a book. Who would have thought of that? Oh, I know who would have. St. Augustine. The world is a book.
Didn't Rush say something about that, too? With the world being a book?
The world being a book. That does sound familiar. Something like that. Yeah. I'm trying to think. The book reference in Rush lyrics.
Am I thinking of All the World's a Stage, maybe?
Maybe. The world's a stage. The world's a book.
The world can be a lot of things to a lot of people.
The world is a box
by
of
Big
chocolate.
JD.
There we go. This week's Jabber Quote brought to you by Stephen Lehrer.
That's right. And a wondrous Jabber Quote it is, as usual.
Yep.
So, I guess you... What should people do when they're preparing for a trip, I guess? Let's leave them with that.
Sure. Last few minutes here.
You know, you want to book a flight, I think that you should probably ask a lot of questions.
One really good resource for traveling is Frommer's. Are you familiar with Frommer's?
No. Frommer's Almanac?
That's Farmer's Almanac.
Oh, okay.
If you want to know what the weather's going to be like and when you should plant your peas.
Yeah, in 10, 20 years from now.
What?
Well, it gives you the weather for like the next 2,000 years in one book.
Oh, it does give you weather trends, but it gives you day by day in one year.
Expands them out too in like 10 pages for one day.
Yeah. Tells you where the moon's going to be at and how high the tide is going to be.
It is going to be cold. There's 20 pages.
Jeff's looking. No, there's a lot of information on Friday.
Yeah, there is. They're cool.
Yeah.
Farmer's Almanac.
I love them. But Frommer's, I think they originated. It was a couple who, they just traveled everywhere and they realized, hey, let's
put a resource together or something.
Let's write a book. I think they wrote one book and I forget what it covered, but probably everything we covered in this 1 hour show.
So it's a book on what exactly?
Well, the original book was just a general travel book and it had highlights of where they went or whatever. But now you can pick any destination in the world and there's a book on it, a Frommer's book.
About traveling there?
About traveling there, where the cheapest hotels are, where the nicest hotels are, what are the sites that you got to make sure you see, where the cool little cafe is off this little street that you got to go see that you wouldn't normally see.
Actually, if you're a member of CAA or AAA, you can get a lot of information as far as travel is concerned, and you're entitled to that for free.
Yes, you are.
As a member.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the things are free, I think.
And they come up with a lot of good books as well. But the Frommer's is good for knowing the tips.
Right,
they give you the local tips. The little
insider type things and stuff.
That's really, even if you get one of them out of the book, it's worth the price.
But just in general for travel, talk to the airline company, email, whatever it is, the way that you contact with them and find out the information that you need to know as far as, even car rentals. Sometimes you can rent a car, but you can't take it as far as you may need to go in that country or, things like that. They don't let you take, you might have to return it and get another vehicle in the next city or the next, that kind of thing. And find out how many milliliters you're allowed in the bags and what you're,
Yeah. It's a good idea to...
Not that your information is not correct, but I just mean, find out if they're going to let you bring your makeup on or find out if they're going to let you bring, your high-protein gel pack on or whatever you drink and eat to a plane.
Because they're always coming up with new rules. I'm just trying to think what the latest one is they imposed on passengers. I remember there's something...
All rules subject to change, for sure.
Yeah.
So we're pretty much out of time. What's on next week's show? Do we have a line on that?
No, we don't. We're going to have to...
What fine folks can expect next week on the Jabbercast. And as a matter of fact, you can visit our website, The Jabbercast, at www.thejabbercast.com or...
You can email us at hearmeout@thejabbercast.com.
And as well, from the contact page, Lippo?
You go there and you find a nice little widget. It's called a My Chingo widget. Push the record your message now and talk in your computer and we'll get the message on this end. And
yeah, it's a great way to leave us an ID, a show topic, anything that's on your mind. Send it to us. An audio message. Simple, easy, and direct.
Mm-hmm. Next week's show. August 19th, Sunday, carnivals, circuses, and amusement parks.
Ooh, it's going to be a fun one.
It's going to be a lighthearted look at these places of family fun. A show that everyone can enjoy.
When's the last time you were at a circus or a carnival? Were you at the carnival when it was here in July? June, July?
Oh, downtown?
Downtown, yeah.
No, I didn't go there.
The big Freedom Festival thing?
It was last summer. I was at a carnival somewhere.
How about a circus? That's got to be a while.
Mm-hmm.
Even a zoo.
Are we going to talk about zoos, too?
No, not necessarily, but I'm just saying a zoo. When I think of circus, sometimes I think of zoo because of the animals, but in any case, it should be a fun show for everybody.
Oh, I see. Carnivals, circuses. Oh, yeah. Yeah, circus has animals, and of course, there's a lot of non-animal circuses now, too, because of the animal rights.
What fun is that, though? That's just nonsense.
It's not about your fun. It's about humane treatment of the elephants.
Yeah, but there's not... I'm sure that many elephants in circuses that you can't, whack your bottom here and there.
BigJD's.
Well, we'll talk about that next week for sure. Anyways, right. And you can also visit BigJD.com for more information on all the shows that we do.
Yep.
And
good place to go to get your podcasting fix.
There you go. And we'll see everybody next week, Sunday at 11.
Thanks a lot for listening, everybody.
Yeah.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.